Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. The number is 855-450-3733. We're coming to you live from the Northern Mariana Islands, the freest place on America. Freer and getting more free.
I think that's true. And I would love to hear rebuttals to that statement, because I've heard some people try to make some rebuttals, but...
They're all locked up in their house right now, wishing they could be at the beach with us, learning how to scuba, swimming, and just enjoying a nice Corona beer.
Or San Miguel.
Whatever your preference, we got it. Our stores are stocked. We're free to roam the streets. The restaurants are open to a large degree. There are some that are admittedly closed due to a lack of tourism and, you know, economic hardship, but... No, we have not had the tyrannical restaurant and bar ban that many states, even the live free or die state, is suffering from.
I went to a very nice, I don't know what a term to call it, but a gourmet Japanese restaurant last night. Casa Yu something. You know what it was called?
It was called Tasty.
It was good. And yeah, it was great. We went out.
Oishi.
There weren't a lot of people there, but there was three or four families.
Yeah. So if you are looking for someplace free or have any questions or like to tell us about what's going on, feel free to call in. In the meantime, we'll be talking about some really important news to us young people at the very least. There's been some breaking developments in Europe over the last few days in that Netflix and other streaming services are at risk of breaking the internet.
What do you mean breaking the internet?
The internet is like a pipe, right? A series of interconnected networks.
Watch out, you get in trouble for saying that. People make fun of you forever.
What would you describe it as?
No, that's fine. Pipes is fine. But yes. It's not actually a pipe.
The pipes are clogged.
It's cables.
Essentially. The pipes are clogged, and they're trying to figure out how do we save it for critical infrastructure. And apparently Netflix is not critical infrastructure. So they're issuing a ban that says no more 4K streaming in Europe.
Ah.
And it is causing some serious backlash on the internet. You're telling us we can't go outside? What are we supposed to do?
Does that include YouPorn?
Speaking of Pornhub,
yeah,
Pornhub earlier this month had given out free subscriptions to those in Italy.
Yes, free premium subscriptions.
Yeah.
And now they're doing it in the U.S.,
is that so?
Yeah, I heard the announcement today.
We'll have to do some research to confirm that story, right?
Now, as far as the Netflix go, the first thing I think of to myself is I've been told that basically people can't tell the difference between 1080p and 4K. That 4K is just a flex and that there's barely any difference.
Is it not our God-given right to flex? Is that not a Declaration of Independence?
Not in Europe. They don't have rights over there. They're a bunch of little ants that follow the socialist queens.
Well, in some places, they've gone past banning 4K and are even telling Netflix, stream everything in standard definition.
Wow, that's mud.
That must be a violation of something, right?
It's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love our first world problems. You know,
it is a first world problem, but I must say, after somebody who's watched some things in HD and then watched them in standard, I'm like, I don't like this as much.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel as good.
I'm just picturing Sally Struthers like with the, you know, give the YouTube or, you know, like
yes, that's right.
Netflix for shut-ins. You can help these people.
This is a fat 50-year-old radio host watching his television. It just sad. The tear runs down his face.
I'm running out of Cheetos and Hot Pockets. Oh, God.
So sad.
I mean, just imagine. You have $1,000 in your bank account. You see on TV.
You thought I was talking about you when I said the fat 50-year-old talk show host. I meant
no,
me.
No, I'm 49.
Well, but, I think you and I, birthdays are almost the same.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny. We this was awesome. This is back when I was still married, and you know, we had the internet cable broke here on SciPad, and you know, my wife is sitting in there in bed with her phone, and I'm kind of just like trying to listen to a podcast or whatever, and then the internet goes up, and she looks at me and says, Davey, what we do now? And I said, yeah, we can talk or have sex. And, hey, it was a great couple of weeks, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
well, you know, well,
the Corona baby boom, right?
Speaking of Netflix, I've read an article recently that said, like, one of the reasons for, like, the birth rate going down and people, like, being, like, breaking up and
I
stuff
believe it.
Is because of friggin' Netflix. I mean,
well, not just Netflix, but the phone phenomenon generally.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's why they call it an Android, because everybody walks around like a freaking Android.
Yeah, I do. You're zoomed into it. It's designed to suck in your attention,
so
it works.
So maybe coronavirus. And then shutting down Netflix. Maybe this is God's way of saying, "Hey guys, you know,
that's enough.
Yeah, that's enough
free time, enough screen time.
Yeah.
It's time to work again.
Time to make sweet baby love."
Well, you know, anyway. That's we do have to do that. It's the meaning of life.
But then you have to, like, you know, like, keep at a distance and wear masks and stuff.
So what can the Europeans do about having their Netflix pared down?
Can leave Europe.
Europe's a nice place to live, generally.
I don't know about right now. I mean, even Switzerland, you know, the bastion of freedom in Europe, just banned public gatherings over five people.
Over five?
Over five. That is unreal.
Yeah.
And
I didn't think you millennials had more than five friends.
Well, not in real life. But
how's Antifa take?
We do have anime conventions and stuff, right?
Well, no anime conventions now. No cosplaying at Comic-Con.
Unless you're cosplaying, you know, like, you know, bio, you know, you're cosplaying bio
Walking
warfare
Dead
guys,
or
you know, you got the mop gear on.
Yeah, you could have the gas mask thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just imagine.
What do you think about these the filters and masks that people are wearing? At first, my first thought was that. You know, it's good if you cough because obviously you're containing your stuff. But as far as you know, anything else, I viruses are very thin. Can they slide through? I don't even know if these masks are of any particular use at all.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a use, right?
Okay.
It's not going to save. It's more for preventing the spread. If you're infected with something, whether it's corona or other things, mm-hmm. you can transfer it through mucus, right?
Sure.
You cough, you eject some mucus.
Just sputum. Yep.
Yeah. And the mask can help prevent that. The problem with corona, it's a virus, so it's really small and will go through most mm-hmm. masks.
Supposedly it's airborne and like people, voracious like a shark.
And you probably aren't wearing your mask correctly anyways. So there... A mask probably won't save you from getting it, but it can reduce transmission slightly. And there's little harm to that, I would say.
Yeah, I would say there's little harm to the mask.
Although you'll be pretty sweaty and uncomfortable, but besides that.
Yeah, well, you know.
The only thing that would really work would be a full-face respirator anyway, but then again, you got the question of decon. Yeah, so for example,
what's decon? Isn't that a bug spray?
Decontamination. So,
okay. This is an expert here, right?
Okay. So I've gone through chemical, biological, and radiological warfare training in the Navy, and then
Nine Finger Dave, EPA expert.
And then my job actually, I do my day job. I do hazardous waste operations and hazmat response. So, like, okay, so you got something nasty in the environment and you are really paranoid about it and you want to protect yourself. So you put on the gloves, let's say you even got one of those nice Tyvek spacesuits and you put on the respirator and you, let's say you even got like a self-contained breathing apparatus, you know, you got the moon suit on and you're ready to go out into the world. What about decontamination? You get home, you don't know how to take the stuff off properly, you're going to get infected.
Shouldn't you just wash it separately? Is that the first thing to do?
A lot of the stuff you have to dispose of.
Okay.
With the incinerator or?
Yep.
Cool. Well, do you have any stories about buying masks, spreading corona, or anything else? Call in Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. You can call in, give us your thoughts. We've been talking about Corona, the Netflix ban, and much more. We're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands, perhaps the freest place in America. This is Alex speaking.
And Dave.
And Mark.
And we have a caller on the line, but first we want to tell you about the next generation wallet, which is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat.
That's government money.
Yeah. Don't do that. In mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered master notes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with the Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more about it at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org.
Yeah, it's spelled D-I-V-I, diviproject.org.
And we're going to go to the phones.
Yep.
We have a caller calling in from San Diego, the heart of the lockdown.
Janet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Jeanette. How are you guys doing?
All's well.
Very well,
good,
thank you.
Good. Well, I'm just calling because I just wanted to talk to some like-minded people because I just really feel alone out here with basically all my friends and family agreeing that this shelter-in-place thing is a good idea. And it's just very frustrating how easily everyone has been scared by this.
Well, is it a bad idea to shelter in place? I mean, I don't know. I don't know whether I think it's a bad idea to stay away, but I mean, it's like a seatbelt to me. Although the government shouldn't mandate it, maybe it's a good idea to have it. But go ahead. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm just concerned about all the small businesses that are going to be affected.
Right, they destroyed small business.
Yeah, exactly. And my husband works in a small business. And I mean, luckily we're in a good financial spot, but it's just, and then I hear stuff like, oh, 10,000 people have died because of this. They got to try to contain it. But if you think about it, there's 7.8 billion people on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear there's too many of them. So I hear.
Yeah. Right. The classic talking out of both sides of their mouth, right?
Yeah.
You know, overpopulation, yeah. Global warming, we need sustainable development, growth doesn't matter, and then they do this, right? It's like, isn't this what you wanted?
This gets the conspiracy juices flowing.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing about fear, though, is, you know, scared people can't make logical, rational choices. So I think the important thing to do is to try to remain calm and not be afraid. I understand, you know, our livelihoods are being threatened. And we just got to stay out of that lower vibrational plane and just try to be as calm and rational about this as possible. Because I don't think right now if thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people are being forced to shelter in place and then they've got rent checks due, I don't think that lawfully a landlord could, like, evict people.
They've canceled it. They said you cannot evict.
Yeah.
Mortgages don't count anymore. Just
yeah. So
everyone just, you know, can't do anything. There's no more consequences for actions. But what they don't realize is how long can they sustain this for? That's the And I think that's what you're talking about, right, is, you know, what is the cost of this and what is the benefit?
Yeah.
How many lives do we save from the corona prevention? And how many lives did we ruin? How many small business owners are now unemployed and lost their entire life's work, right? And that's the question that none of the politicians are asking. All they're thinking about is, what can I do to get reelected next year? And what they can do is just pretend like they're doing something, right? The more they go on TV with big announcements, oh, $1 trillion here, $1,000 a month, bail this one out, do that, do this, lock everyone down. I took action. I'm in charge. Elect me again. I'll make you safe. And there's no counterfactual. And I think that's what the big push will be is other states. California is going to tell the neighboring states, you must do this as well. Because what if Nevada doesn't do it and they come out of this way ahead? Right? That will make California look bad. So
like
I think
Reno's split right in half.
Well,
there's a California side and a Nevada side.
Well, I think what's going to happen is you're in a state that's full of people who think that big government is the answer, and that when big government fails them, you could argue that, hey, maybe this is a good thing because people in the long run are going to see the failure of big government and say, well, maybe we need to decentralize things. Maybe we need some more self-reliance. And, you know, I think that keeping a positive attitude and just realizing that this too shall pass. I mean, the Great Depression hit us. World War II hit us. We had 9/11. We had the 2008.
Yeah, but those things hit us. It wasn't a self-inflicted wound, right?
Well, this is a Chinese bioweapon that was released.
Maybe.
No. It is a Chinese bioweapon. We should not forget that. And you know, I'm sorry, but you know, this. I'm not saying it was released on purpose, but this is actually it is not something that we asked for. This is not something. So this hit us like 9/11 hit us, like the Great Depression hit us. We got to be counterpunchers. We just got to say, okay, this is what happened, and it wasn't our fault. This isn't something that we did to us. This is something that nebulous forces out there in Wuhan and some bio level safety lab. Accident, you know, somebody screwed up. They dropped a test tube or whatever.
Perhaps. But caller, I'm wondering.
Janet,
is there anything you would do or your friends or other businesses that would stop them from complying? Do you think that people will continue to adhere to this order as the weeks go on? Right. We saw in Italy it was supposed to just be a couple weeks, and now they're extending it through May.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right now people in California seem to be all on board.
In Italy.
But I'm wondering, they'll probably come elsewhere, right? You know, it always starts, oh, we'll just stay inside for 2 weeks. Then 2 weeks comes, and they're like, well, you know, the problem didn't magically disappear. Let's do another 2 weeks. Do you think there'll come a point, even in California, where people say, you know what, we're just going to open our doors, hand out some free masks, because it's either that or we never open our doors again?
Yeah. I mean, I think this can only hold the social contract. I mean, that's what I think even the governor said himself. They're not going to really be putting law enforcement out on this policing people because there's enough of the social contract and the social pressure to shelter in place. But the longer that this continues, they can't say that you can't pay your rent for so long. People are going to revolt. And I just think about the big homeless population that we have out here in California. I mean,
yeah, enjoying that San Diego sun.
Yeah. Well, it's been rainy the last few weeks, but, I mean, it's nothing compared to other places.
Janet, thank you for your thoughts on this. I want to say that you have an amazing voice for a woman. You should look at voiceover work. You just sound wonderful. It's a gift from God, that kind of voice. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. Call in and tell us what your thoughts are. The number, 855-450-3733. Call in anytime.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says there's been incredible progress in getting more coronavirus test kits available. In a White House briefing, President Trump discusses the administration's response.
I, this administration, inherited an obsolete, broken, old system that wasn't meant for this.
As Democrats and Republicans attempt to work together on Capitol Hill to come up with a stimulus package, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer says the Republicans' proposal doesn't do enough to address a Chinese coronavirus outbreak.
We don't deal with the health crisis. Nothing we do will make the economy any better. So it's number one.
A member of Vice President Mike Pence's office has tested positive for COVID-19. That's according to a spokesman. Neither the Vice President or President Trump had contact with that person. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. We're coming to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands. This is Alex.
And Dave.
And Mark.
And, yeah, the number is 855-450-3733. We got callers on the line, but first...
Let me talk to you about Liberty.menu. Now, people have asked Free Talk Live for years to help them come up with a system that they can be able to do business with libertarians. Well, we did. There's a free advertising service called Liberty.menu. The only requirement for listing your business at Liberty.menu is that you adhere to the non-aggression principle. Non-aggression principle means... you won't aggress against other people. It's that simple. Go to liberty.menu, and if you are a libertarian and you have a business, list it there. If you are a libertarian and you want to do business with people who are in your area or around the world, check out liberty.menu. Use coupon code FTL. You get a special badge when you go there. There's a little social networking aspect to it. It's liberty.menu. Let's go to the phones. Got Steve calling in from Portsmouth, Arkansas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys. How you doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Well, we hear all on the news about what's going on in New York and in California. And, you know, it's pretty crazy that I live basically on the state line of Oklahoma and Arkansas. And the impact that this has had here has been tremendous. Last night was the last night that restaurants could be open. So I went to one of my local, it's not really a pizza joint, it's kind of a sports bar. And we went with some friends, and of course all the wine that was open, they were selling for $1 a glass because it wasn't going to keep.
Right, and, not going to keep.
Right. So we had a little going away party for our friend's establishment. You know, we don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know.
Right. It may really be going away.
Yeah, it might be the final goodbye, the last supper.
Well, I mean, you know, you got 3 or 4 weeks. You know, I was in the restaurant business just as a college student when I was going through college, and I know how tight those folks run those, you know, the budget they have and
yeah,
the profit margins. And, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, possibly a month with no income other than carryout, I mean, that might be 10% of their business.
Hopefully it'll bump up a bit. You can always buy more pizza, but yeah.
Right, and I agree with that. But, you know, I work for a company that, relatively speaking, we're probably considered a small company. But, I mean, I work for a used car dealership. We have locations in, like, 12 states, about 1,400 associates that work for us.
Thank you for your service.
And, you know, it's, you know, the effect that it's having on the company that I work for, you know, we have 80,000 customers. And so we have 80,000 customers who are going to, you know, they're losing their jobs. They're not able to wait tables. The chicken plants that they work in are closing. And so, I mean, our stock price has gone from like 120 bucks last week to 40 today. So, you know, it is definitely something that it's not just affecting the big cities. It's affecting all of us. And I'm always so skeptical of what we're being told, you know, and I got to say, I just found y'all's program yesterday. Like, this is the second day.
Really?
I've really enjoyed it.
Well, it changes every day of the week. So we have different hosts on at different times, and check us out throughout the week. And please call in.
I listened to you two guys last night. Now, the night before, I heard some other guys, and you know, it was a little out there, but, you know, but
I can't speak for those Keene guys.
Yeah. We've got an island vibe coming over here, a lot more relaxed than high energy.
Right. Well, and I was raised in a pretty unique environment. My grandparents came from Lebanon, like before my great grandparents, before my grandma was born. She was born here.
Are they Christian?
They were Maronite, yes.
Okay.
And so we've always been taught to don't believe everything you hear. You know, don't. Just because the government's telling you something doesn't mean that's what's going on, or the media's telling you something, that doesn't mean that's what's going on. And so, you know, I was talking to my wife, and I was like, you know who has coronavirus? And she's like, who? And I said, the people that they told they have it. Because guess what? It's the same symptoms that I have when I have the flu or a cold or my allergies. And so people, every time someone coughs or sneezes, they're like, oh, they've got the coronavirus. Well, no, they probably just got allergies.
That happens to me, too. I had a little tickle in my throat yesterday.
I made him ride in his own car. He said he had a tickle in his throat.
I, for one, believe I had it, like, in January.
I agree with you. In January, I got the flu. I was convinced I had the flu. I went to the doctor's office. I went to a walk-in clinic. It was a four-hour wait because everyone in town was sick. So they called other clinics, and every clinic in town. And we live, you know, I live in Arkansas, but this is the second largest city in the state. We have 80,000 people in this city. Every clinic in town was a 3 to 4 hour wait, and my test came back negative for strep, negative for flu. My wife's test, negative for strep, negative for flu. My kids, I have two teenagers. They were both sick, but we were all sick for like 2 weeks. None of us had the flu. But,
well, let me ask you this. So we talked with the last caller about, you know, the effect this is having on small businesses. You work for a business. What do you think about the idea of people ignoring the order? You think it's possible that after a couple of weeks, people will realize, you know, we are getting destroyed. No matter how many people die by this disease, more people are going to die by millions of people being unemployed, a rise in opioid use, people starving, severe economic consequences, people committing suicide out of despair. Do you think there'll be a point in your area where businesses just say, I'm opening, you can arrest me, but, you know, I got to survive. I got to put food on the
that's
table.
The thing. And we're talking about giving these struggling people $1,000 or $2,000 when many times, especially in my area, they're just going to go buy drugs or they're not going to use that money. Now, my company, I can say, has made the announcement that if we are forced to close, we're going to pay our...
Everybody gets drugs.
No, my company, they're going to pay their employees if they have to shut down. So,
but how long can that last?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a limit, right?
Exactly.
Okay, a week, so, 2 weeks, but what if it's 3 months, right? How many companies have enough money to pay their employees for 3 months to do anything? Very few in America.
Well, I can tell you they're not going to be doing in advertising. It's probably going to take a kick in the teeth, too. Even venues like Free Talk Live, for instance, where we can continue to provide our service to people because we don't have to touch them to do it. And, you know, God bless all the people out there who are, doing their businesses. But at some point or another, people aren't going to be advertising. Go ahead.
I'm very conservative by nature, and I'm always like, what about the people that are going to be double dipping? What about the people who paid for being off work, but then they get a check from the government too? Or, my company is going to pay their employees to be off for an extended period of time, but then I believe in this bill, there's some sort of help for businesses so that they can pay their, so they're going to get some of that money back if this all goes through. But like I was talking to some of my associates today, and, you're going to get paid while you're off, and you're going to get this check, if it goes through. So are you just going to go buy a TV? And I think part of that is to kind of stimulate the economy so people will go out and buy some stuff. But
yeah, I think that's the idea.
I don't think it's going to stimulate anything. If you have $1,000 in most of the country, you're lucky if that pays your rent, right? If you're in a coastal city, which a huge percent.
If they suspend mortgage payments like they're talking, you just have to pay interest for 3 months, and then revisit it when all this goes away. It's just so, I don't know how they're going to regulate it. And I guess anything else.
Steve, thank you for the call.
This might be a way of domesticating people, too.
What was that?
Domestication of people.
Oh, well, yeah, people, we are a domesticated ape at this point. And
further domestication.
This is strong evidence at this point.
Call in 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want. This is Alex.
And Dave.
And Mark.
And we're in the Mariana Islands. If you want to call in, the number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And we're going to tell you about an interesting thing going on in New Hampshire this summer.
Yeah, we're, you know, at this point, our festival is on. We're going to hope that everything goes fine and, you know, the kind of people that are going to ForkFest aren't the kind of people that are going to just shy away. So we're going to have our festival. It is the weekend of the 4th of July, Independence Day. And you can find out more at ForkFest.party. Now, if you've heard us talk about, if you've listened for any period of time, you've heard us talk about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is a fork of ForkFest. But there's no agenda at ForkFest. If you want to vend food, vend food. If you want to give classes on how to build an AR, give classes. If you want to do speeches on how to make the world a better place, do speeches. It's whatever you want to do at ForkFest.party. One thing I can say for certain is Free Talk Live will be there. If we have it, I guess. The most, if ForkFest exists, Free Talk Live will be there. ForkFest.party.
And we'll go straight to the phones.
I'll get over here in just a second, dragging the cursor around so I can get Gene the Christian Anarchist. Gene, you're
hello
on Free
there.
Talk Live.
Yes. You know, I love a good conspiracy, and I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist myself. But I came up with a conspiracy before the CCP did, the Chinese Communist Party. And that is early on during this coronavirus, I was looking at the countries that were worst hit by this coronavirus was China and Iran. And I'm going, wow, what a coincidence that
it is
two
a coincidence.
Of the countries that we have the most animosity toward would come down with this disease. Well, then I got to looking at it, and I came up with the fact, I came across a couple of interesting facts. One of them is that in October 18th to 27th of 2019, in Wuhan, China, they had what's called the Military World Games. The seventh.
Well, this is the Chinese conspiracy. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I don't normally agree with the CCP, but to be honest, I came up with this before they did, so I think they're copying me. But anyway, so we've got a biolab, a bioweapon that could have been released by the one or more members of the U.S. military who were in Wuhan for these military games in October the end of October of 2019. And then the first.
It wouldn't be difficult to send one officer with whoever's competing in these military games or whatever that happens to be a CIA spook at the same time. It's not like there's not any crossover between the DIA and the CIA.
Oh, that's the word on the street with the Chinese bar girls here.
Yeah,
that is the word on the street with the Chinese bar girls.
It would be so easy for them to do that. Now, that said, it's a pretty crappy bioweapon, in my opinion, because it doesn't. It's not fatal enough. It's really not a very effective bioweapon because mainly it kills the old people, you know, old weak people like me. I'm the ones who have the people like me have a much higher risk of dying of this disease.
But it's not even effective at that. I mean, if you were going to make a bioweapon to attack Iranians or Chinese, you would figure out some way that it's more concentrated on them.
Well, the Chinese and Iranians have a lot of deals working with each other on a lot of things. But I think it is a bioweapon. I agree with you. But I don't think it's a finished bioweapon. I think what it was they were working on something, and it just simply got out of the lab because accidents happen. And I think I had mentioned this a couple weeks ago. There's been stories out of China that this lab itself had some problems with some of their personnel and corruption.
I do hate that the lab is so close to the
alleged wet market, right?
Right. And right. This wherever this is that they claim this started. Yeah. And, I mean, on one hand, I'm like, well, I mean, is the flu a bioweapon? I mean, exactly.
Yeah.
Just because there's a new sickness doesn't mean it's a bioweapon.
Yeah.
But I mean, if it had started in Atlanta, I suspect people would be blaming the CDC.
Well, you'd be amazed at how many bio-level 4 labs there are just in the United States and in populated areas. I mean, I understand
now,
let me add
another layer here to this, and that is that, you know, the CCP had their big 70th anniversary celebration in Beijing with the military, you know, tens
celebrating
of
starvation
of military
on a nationwide level.
but here you've got tens of thousands of military all over Beijing. Now imagine that some of these military were infected at this point from the games, and they then go to this big celebration in Beijing and they spread that virus amongst the military. Now I have heard from people in China and from people that are in Hong Kong, that the military of the military in China right now is very badly hit by this coronavirus, and it's being kept under wraps. So if China wanted to hide deaths, coronavirus deaths, the military would be the easiest ones for them to conceal. And so imagine that now their military is badly suffering. I mean, this is the perfect storm from the CIA's playbook. If they could pull something,
it's not doing bad for Taiwan either. If the Chinese military has been taken.
I mean,
if this
causes the CCP to collapse, I think that would be fantastic. Maybe then
I wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah. Well,
it's looking
right
more
now,
like an own goal to me. Thank you, Gene, for the call.
Yep. So, what do you think? Do you think the Chinese, Alex, you're our resident China expert, or at least you think you are.
So
you spent quite a bit of time there.
I think that it's tough with these conspiracy theories because they sort of fall apart. If it's intentional, right? I can believe the accidental. If it's like we left the door open type thing, that's totally possible, arguably probable. But I think it's, and I also could see the CIA
screen windows.
Taking,
they want to get some fresh air in.
Yeah, it's hot. It was, you know, heat wave came. They opened the. Oh no, it's gone. Right, but it just seems. Why would they hit themselves? Why is the U.S. hitting themselves? Are they trying to score an own goal? Like that's the part I think loses some credibility. I can totally see this. If a virus is released in China, the CIA would get some infected specimen, ship it out to Iran as soon as possible, start spreading it around there to cause chaos. But I don't see it being a CIA-led conspiracy from the beginning or a Chinese-led conspiracy from the beginning. I think the biohazard leak accidental is the best explanation I've heard.
Well, this also demonstrates why biological warfare is not a good idea because the blowback on yourself is really a big risk, and then you can't control it. And you know, as
you hear that, NSA, I know you're listening.
And well, and the thing is like the guy said, Jurassic Park, life finds a way. But you know, there's an article I got about four reasons why it should be spot welded to China forever, and I'm just gonna read through the basic bullet points. It's like, okay, first of all, the Chinese Communist Party, they lied about the risk at the beginning from the offset. They, you know, they lied about the risk of human to human transmission. The Chinese Communist Party, they silenced critics who brought up and tried to blow the whistle about this and warn the people. And then they won't close their wet markets. And also there's a lot of Chinese propaganda. And I think this whole the U.S. Army did it to us is basically to keep the people of China from, you know, getting the pitchforks and torches out against the Chinese Communist Party.
I think that's fair. So H1N1 virus, I believe, started in Mexico.
Yeah.
And nobody and like the liberals, if you listen to them in the media, are like, oh, you can't say that about China. Like they're you know, they're like, well, what about the H1N1? It started in Mexico, and nobody calls it the Mexico virus.
How about the Spanish flu?
Well, yeah. That's true. And I don't think it had anything to do with Spain, by the way.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, you know, why are these people in the media, you know, smooching China's backside so much?
I don't care whether I want to be fair, and I understand if they want to be fair, but I think you've made excellent points here that there are good reasons why it should be spot welded to the Chinese.
And me, I am not a Sinophobe in any way. I was married to a Chinese lady, and I have a lot of friends who are Chinese, and it's like, I got nothing racially against Asians. If I was, I wouldn't live in this part of the world.
Yeah, but I'm not. I ain't no big fan of the CCP, honestly.
No, I hate communists.
Yeah, and that's kind of how I feel about that.
What do you think? Should we shut down wet markets worldwide? What should the virus be called? Is Chinese flu racist? Call in and tell us. The number is 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.